I was just gonna ask you about the tea. We about to spill some tea today, honey. Not literally, but figuratively. We're about to spill some tea very soon.
You gonna start teabagging people?
No.
Damn. Hello.
Hi. Welcome to part two of this year-end review. I know a few months ago I did a part one of the 2021 year-end review, and it ruffled a few feathers, but you know, they didn't die, so it's just
fucking birds.
A lot of things have happened since then, and I am here with a special guest.
Bethel.
I'm here with a special guest to walk me through to part two, because out of everyone that I know, in the past month or so, I feel like he has been with me almost every day through all of the trials and tribulations to help me prepare for this episode specifically. But before we get to the part two part of the how everything has been going, I know on Twitter I've said that I was going to basically share exactly how I felt. I think we should start off by introducing the special guest.
Hi, my name's Cayman. I'm Arlene's boyfriend. Yeah.
What do you like to do for fun? You know,
I like
one fact about you that you want people to know.
I don't like people much, but Arlene is cool. Wanted to clothesline this girl the first time I met her. Attitude and shit, but yeah, she's turned out pretty cool, you know? Yeah, that's about it.
We met around the end of January. It was really cold out. And I remember telling him this a couple days ago, but I could have sworn I recognized his name before, because that night I was just like, sounds familiar. Have I met him? Probably not. And once he came in, once he arrived, I was just like, okay, I'd never met this guy before. Okay, but his name sounds familiar. So
hop off my dick.
No. So yeah, we started doing some live drills. I really haven't told people about DCC and the work that I've done in the past year and a half for what I'm about to say later on this episode. But DCC, or Dragon Combat Club, is a volunteer run initiative that helps people learn how to defend themselves and defend vulnerable folks.
Stranger danger.
And yes, against stranger dangers, or like, you know, surprise attacks, or you know, anything that might be considered as a physical crime attack on another person. Well, my promise in DCC when I joined back in 2020 was, you know, as the model says, survive, help others survive, protect the vulnerable, empower them, become the solution. And that's what I stuck with. I was not joining DCC. I wasn't taking their defense classes just to simply defend myself, but more so importantly, you know, to defend people that may not be able to defend themselves physically.
Like me. Good Asian boy.
So yeah, that's how I got into DCC. I've joined them virtually first in the fall and winter of 2020, and then as things got a little busy, I guess, I went back and forth between the stuff that I had to do and with DCC. And then once I found myself about to burn out, just in time, I was invited by the founder. They invited me to train with them on the yard. I was able to practice with them for about 2 to 3 months. It's been on and off since then because I felt myself like literally burning out in all different aspects and I just needed a break. And not many people completely understood and respected that. So like I said in part one, and in the episode before that, I was willing to basically push everything, everyone, and, you know, out of the way that made me feel like I was not worthy or in a way just made me feel more alone than I was compared to like when I was alone.
I say not worthy as in like not.
Like everything that I did was for nothing.
A drain of your energy and time.
Pretty much. Like everything that I've done. And financial
resources.
Pretty much. And everything that I've worked so hard for was just like for nothing. You know, so I made a promise to myself that in 2022, anything and anybody that was beginning to make me feel like what was the point? I would just push them out of the way and replace it with something that made me feel like happy. And like that was part of the spiritual journey that like where I started back in 2015, where it was like I was willing to do anything, you know, for the sake of my own peace. And you know, lots of trials and tribulations around, you know, along the way, I was able to remember who the fuck I was. And Cameron can tell you himself, like, how many times like I've had to push back and just let and remind him, like, you know, I could do this. Like, I can, spiritually, I can take care of myself and I can center myself back into, you know, the Arlene that's, you know, enlightened and in a way where it's, like, aware, spiritually aware and secure of myself, you know?
On the path.
Pretty much. Because
enlightenment is a strong word.
Okay. Yeah. He's right. So, walking into when we first met.
Oh, boy.
When he arrived, we did some live drills. Cayman wasn't aware of the rules and the regulations of how we trained. Normally, we train with, like, fake weapons, tactical pens, tactical flashlights, just it's like a, as a starter kit.
It's a pen.
It's a pen that writes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you tight. You couldn't write on yourself.
It's a pen. He ran out of ink, though.
Oh, you wrote on it? You wrote with it?
No.
You just didn't apply that much pressure?
No, I like the writing side of the tape.
Ah, okay. So there were times where he was all over the place. I had literal video evidence of like him just moving around the yard, and I was just like, in my mind, I was like, is he okay?
Nah, bro.
Is he hopped off on caffeine?
Nah, just something? Like it was, no, how I felt was like when I first came, I had no idea what was going on, bro. Like it was.
So Henry did not explain anything?
No, not at all. Like, well, I wouldn't say not at all. It was very, very brief. He was like, if we come train, I thought it was a very casual thing. Like, he told me to come at, I think it was 8 or 8:15.
And he
like,
was late.
Yeah, my bad. Like, shit. Like, I didn't know how. Sorry. But, yeah, I came to train. This mother freaker right here was annoying as hell, bro. Like, they're barking at me. I don't even know her name. Like, why are you moving? Why are you moving? I'm like, bitch.
I was telling him to calm down.
Calm down. It's a life and death situation. We're playing with knives. So like,
we are not fighting for real.
Yeah, but like,
it was just drills. I mean,
it was drills, but like, it should be the most like realistic scenario where like, once you drop, if you drop your weapon and the guy got the drop on you, you fucking run. So I did that, like, you know. But then this where like, where you going? We're not a monkey. I just wanted to, but yeah, but she's cool.
So in layman's terms, this man wanted to clothesline me when we first met.
Layman's. I think it's layman's, babe.
Whatever. But yeah, and I think as soon as we finished training, we went inside and
Oh yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, we basically, you know, we ate, we drank, and, you know, just like cool down, chill out. And basically I was reading I was reading a chart to another person who wanted to know like what was going on, you know, astrologically in their life, and Cayman over here got intrigued and I was like,
what the fuck are these people talking about?
At first.
I was like, I thought we were just like practicing self-defense, or you came brought me into like some X-Men type shit.
We were eating.
yeah, we're eating, and then you started talking about astrology, and like at first I was like, bro, what the fuck? I was like, I don't believe any of this shit. But then like, I don't know. I try to stay open-minded. Like, she gave my reading, and like, damn, like I was floored. You know, like a lot of this stuff was stuff that I've been thinking about for years. Like, cause I've been practicing like meditation on and off for probably around like a decade now, and yeah, so like I kind of had like a very clear sense of who I was and what I wanted to do, but it was just I was doubting myself, and Arlene just kind of, she gave me the, I guess, the self-belief again, you know?
Confirmation.
Yeah, that's a better word, confirmation. And yeah, like yeah, I owe a lot to her.
So walking into the next topic we have at hand.
Can I smoke a cigarette?
This is your house, you can do whatever the fuck you want. And the fuck. We're gonna walk into the next topic, which
okay,
is
switch so like the window's over there. So
okay.
Don't get in your face.
Okay. Hey yo. So we're gonna walk into the next topic of like spirituality and how I feel like speaking on it has helped us become a lot more understanding of ourselves, and not only just ourselves but each other, because I did not know, like, from the first night that he was, like, he was very well into his spiritual journey as much as I was. And I think it was just, like, seeing as, you know, I'm a Gemini and he's a Sagittarius, we're both polar opposites of one another. But at the same time, astrologically speaking, both of our Mars placements are in the same sign of Aries. So, you know, we have a lot of drive depending on, like, our energy and what we're willing to spend it on. I think after the first night we met, we basically just, like, chatted around in the group chat and whatnot. And then all of a sudden, you know, Cayman and I just started speaking.
Oh, you skipped privately. The whole...
We're getting to it. We're getting to the next... I'm reading the card, okay? We started getting into, like...
You can read?
Wow!
bad joke.
So, we basically just had, you know, we started to have a conversation, just the two of us, and eventually we got into a 7-hour conversation. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen and gentle thems, a 7-hour conversation.
Gentle thems.
Yes. How?
How? Oh yeah, you started. Like, it gave me the reading, like, more in depth, and like, yeah, it wasn't just like, a lot of people don't believe in this shit. I didn't believe in this shit. Like, I thought it was complete bullshit. But it wasn't more like I wanted to hear this stuff. This is, like I said before, like, this is stuff that I was thinking about for years beyond that, and like, she just confirmed it more and more, and we just opened up. It was kind of like it was strange. It was kind of like we skipped all the superficial bullshit and got to like the deep root of everything. And I think that is what was key to like this relationship starting. And yeah,
what's so funny is that we never really like established or like confirmed that we were in a relationship. It was just like,
mm-hmm.
We just went with the fucking flow, which was like very weird for me, like seeing as I have been in very few relationships where, yeah, we confirmed that we were together and exclusive and whatnot. You look like alfalfa right now. Hold on one second. Boom. For those of you that are listening, we are also recording this episode as well. Just to give y'all a little idea of, you know, not only what we look like, but how we are currently acting.
Guys, how's my hairline?
Hairline is...
Oh, you can edit that later, right? Like
No, I don't think that might seem like a good idea. You know, how to edit hairline. We'll get more into that a little later. But
hit me up. I got my own personal hair regrowth product. Yeah.
So
butt sex, not
like no. God. You see, okay, this
JK.
This is what I have to deal with on the everyday basis. So Cayman being
Anyway, he kids. I kid.
After that 7-hour conversation, we both felt weird because number one, who goes on the phone with somebody for 7 hours?
Yeah, and that was the second time. Like, we only met once. And, mm-hmm. It wasn't exactly the ideal, type of encounter. But, it happened. It worked.
And at the same time, it was like, we are still in a Pantene Pro-V. So, we weren't, like, super... into like, oh yeah, let's go outside and this, this and that, because you know,
we're still trying to get to know each other, you know?
Yeah, that too. And at the same time, like, I was struggling with a few things, like, personally at home, and there were times where, like, I couldn't go outside or that, and then there were times where I didn't want to go outside because I was just feeling a lot. I was feeling a lot mentally. So with that, we met the second time on a Friday, Thursday?
Yeah, some shit like that.
And we went with the team at ECC. And we basically did our thing by handing out supplies, yada yada. And what was funny about that night was, like, everybody was panicking about how to hand supplies to, like, employees at a restaurant around Chinatown. And I was just thinking in my head, you know, like, I might as well just come over to them at the end and just be like, hey, this is that. Like, just close the deal, basically. And that's exactly what I did. Because, you know, for me specifically, like, I don't like to feel anxiety over, like, how to handle customer service related or, like, you know, something relating to how, you know, like, speaking to people and basically offering services to them and just, like, offering items. So, you know, part of me was like, fuck it. I might as well just, like, as soon as they leave, I'll just speak to somebody and just be like, okay, this is what we have. We're going to give these to you. And if you feel any need to defend yourselves, you can use these items and, you know, just go there. And then I wrote the account for DCC at the receipt, so they know, like, to contact us if anything. And surprisingly that worked. So I was just like, yeah, I got the supplies to the people and I'm just ready to go the fuck home. So, I ended up not going home. I went to Cayman's place. So, I think that's where everybody knew that we were just like,
yeah,
talking and exclusively getting to know one another, in other ways, I guess.
PG ways.
PG ways. Now you laughing like we just lied to.
It was PG.
It was PG at first. And then we were
she took my virginity, guys.
Shut up. No, the fuck, I did it. So, yeah, we were just on our way to his place, and we started saying goodbye to, like, the rest of the members. You know, they were on, you know, we went our separate ways. And then that's when I noticed, like, there were a lot of weird-ass, like, synchronicities. There were weird-ass people that were, like, just, I would say, you know, gravitating towards him in weird ways. And, you know, like, and I remember, like, and days before. I don't
like
people,
so, like, it freaks me out. Like,
exactly. And I just remembered a few days ago, I mean, a few days before I met up with him, he was just, like, telling me about, like, certain incidents where there were people, like, literally trying to get close to him. And I was just like, what? That's weird. Because that usually never happens to anybody else unless they're either, like,
wanting the attention.
Or unless they were, like, initiating something, you know, that's bound to be dangerous a few moments later. So, you know, it, like, in the top of my head, like, I was just like, okay, that's weird. But seeing it in person, that's what kind of, like, got me a little nervous, because it was just like, yo, he was not doing nothing to nobody. And we're just walking side by side. And the moment we noticed, like, somebody really trying to get close to him, I was like, oh, nah, we still in the pandemic. We not doing that. Like,
it's not even just, like, it's not, like, negativity, too. It's just, like, it's not always dangerous. Like, random people on the street, too. Like, and that's what really freaks me out. But kind of got used to it, just kind of like, you know, maybe it's me, like, maybe, like, I don't know, like, that, perhaps, like, it's, I did some eye contact, and they saw eye contact, but, like, most of the time, no, like, I'm just minding my own business, and, like, just, I don't know, what's the word for it, like, you say gravitate?
Yeah, I just said gravitate, yeah.
Oh, you saw that, right, but, the number before?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, yeah.
So, yeah, with that being said, you know, all these, like, strange encounters just kind of got me a little nervous for him. And since, you know, Cayman is a man, he basically was just like, don't worry about me. And I was just like, hello, like, we are technically, like, involved now, so I have to worry about you, like. I have to make sure that you're safe. Same thing as you making sure that I'm safe.
Yeah.
Right? Especially, like, if we're not with each other. So, you know, I have this instinct where, you know, if I sense something that's wrong, whether we are next to each other or not, like.
That reminds me of that time we were speaking at the cafe at, whatchamacallit, Hans, right? And then we're speaking on, like, what was it, through, like, Messenger, video Messenger, right, or whatever. And then you were like, oh, I sense some really negative energy there. You should get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, babe, like, yeah, I think you're freaking out right now. And just that night, like, some two fucking kids, like, tried to rob me on some dumb shit. And, yeah, like, it didn't happen. Don't worry. But, yeah, like, hey, basically, I posted a video, took a picture of him, like, don't try that shit here. But, like, she called it before, like, it even happened. So that kind of scared me.
And, like, mind you, like, it was, like, 5-6 in the evening, and the music was very loud.
Uh-huh.
The music was very, very loud. The connection was, like, staticky. And, like, even the tone of his voice was just, like, he was looking out for something. I'm just like, okay, what's going on? Because the moment he noticed that there were, like, a couple of people waiting outside the cafe, that's where, like, something hit me. And I was like, okay, something's up. Get out of that restaurant. Get out of the cafe immediately. Like, go home. Like, just go home. Because, you know, with the current state and the climate that we're in, you know, speaking of, like, attacks on Asian folks, you know, globally, you know, worldwide, I kind of, like, developed this instinct and then this intuition where it's like, okay, if you say you're going to go home safe, I trust you. But if we're on the phone and you're basically, you know, speaking to me in, you know, in real time as things are happening around you, I can sense that something is wrong.
Like, what was the only thing I mentioned? Like, it seemed like there's... I didn't even mention, like, anything, right? Like, I wasn't...
You mentioned the two dudes that were outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah, why are these two kids, like, outside just, like, looking mad shady and shit?
And like, just, like, looking at the people leaving the cafe.
Yeah,
and
so I was like, it was during Chinese New Year, too. Like, so, like, I don't know who these kids were. I think they're whatever.
And that's what, like, stuck in my... Yeah. Like, that's what stood out for me, because it was like, okay, people are celebrating the New Year. You know, they have time off. They feel a little more relaxed. You know,
and plus, like, they're probably carrying, like,
a lot of
red money shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. So, you know, I'm not new to this rodeo. So, it's just, like, something inside me was just, like, go the fuck home. Now. And the fact that he listened and was, like, no, bitch, I'm going to stay right here. And I was, like, no, go home. Because if there are two people waiting outside of a cafe, restaurant, any type of, you know, establishment.
I mean, I really knew, like, I didn't really sweat it, but I handled it, right?
Yeah, you did. Sure did. Caught it on video, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he basically followed. I'm not going to tell the actual part. But he actually followed them the fuck back and... He basically just, like, confronted them, like, at a spot literally a block ahead and was just like, don't do that shit again. Like, literally standing up for himself and making sure that it was not going to take him for an idiot.
Don't do that shit in Woodside, bro.
Don't. Ever.
Ever.
Mm-mm. Not on my watch. Because you know what? I think we're going to talk about that a little later.
Yeah, for the next episode.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then, you know, a couple days later, something specific happened to me. Just, I would say, like, getting into it and without giving this, person life, I was verbally abused by someone I knew and that I worked for, and something in me was just like, you know what, this is not the first time that they or anybody that has worked in our network has tried to silence me based on the things that I have either said or done. You know, just like basically thwarting my efforts, you know, based on things that I knew that I was helping them out with. So that, like, anybody that tries to silence me, that's it. Cut off. And like, as I mentioned earlier, anybody that was willing to make me feel like worthless or unwanted or, you know, just like thwarting everything that I was like working so hard for,
take advantage,
taking advantage of my time and resources and my energy. That's where I draw the line. And that night I just remembered, like, because I was prioritizing, you know, the safety of my best friend and my boyfriend, like, they got angry and, you know, started yelling at me over voicemail. And I was just like, you know what?
That wasn't cool, bro.
I can't do this. Like, it's dead. Like, it's dead for you at this point. Because, first of all, I'm a grown-ass woman. Two, you're not my dad. Three, you're definitely not my mother. You didn't push me out your coochie. And four, who the fuck you think you're talking to? Right? In my point of view, because we were going through something, you know, Cayman and I were going through something at that time. And I just remember, like, I did not want to put him through all of the stress that I was feeling. So I went outside, I was walking, and I called one of our mutual friends sobbing, like, over the phone. Like, I can't do this no more. Like, I cannot do this no more. I can't stay shut. I can't stay silent. I can't repress my frustration and my emotions deep inside to a point where nobody truly understood. So what I have done was I kept everything for evidence. I kept everything just in case something were to happen to me out of that network, because a lot of people like to gaslight and make sure that Black girls in this type of industry are not being believed or you know, a lot of black women were not to be, you know, just like, we weren't defended. We weren't in a way like, people were not standing up for me. So I had to protect myself. And in case lawyers were involved, because I was so ready. I was so ready to sue at this point, because not only did that network drain me of my energy, they drained me of my resources, they drained me of my time, money specifically. And on top of that, they basically, you know, like, I know the parts I played in that situation as well. But at the same time, like, they should have known, you know, in the past year, you know, in the summer or in the spring, that I was taking care of my parents. My mom wasn't working, so I had to go outside and take care of both my mom and my dad and balance those two together to make sure that they were straight, you know, as I've been doing for like years on and off. So I had to be the daughter that was going outside, making sure that shit was taken care of. And when I ran out of resources around the fall, I felt like I wasn't being taken seriously anymore. So I was like, you know what? It's time to think of myself. I think it's time to prioritize my energy. I think it's time that I prioritize my own happiness and not, you know, be taken for granted anymore. So at the same time I started training with DCC in person, that was like a catalyst for me to just be like, you know what, fuck y'all, fuck everybody, and I'm just gonna be happy. I'm just gonna be happy. I choose my own happiness, and that comes first. And if you get mad at that, then that's on you. Did you die? But did you die though? You know, some may call it selfish, but at the same time, it's like, wouldn't you guys want to like prioritize your own happiness? Wouldn't you guys want your own friends or like the people that work with you to also be happy? Or do you want them to be emotionally drained? Exactly. Do you want them to be spiritually drained? Exactly. Do you want them to be, you know, mentally drained? Because that's what I felt. Yeah. I felt drained in all aspects, and I was not going to take it anymore. Word. I wasn't. And, you know, what I said on the first part of the year-end review was basically, was just like, now's not the time to worry about stuff that I'm not supposed to be worrying about, you know? Unless I talk to you in person, unless I talk to you through the phone, stop worrying about shit that I'm not even worried about. You need to worry about the shit that you need to be worrying about and let me deal with the shit that I gotta worry about. And if you're ready to have a conversation, sure, fine, let's have that conversation. But what you're not gonna do is talk to me like I'm stupid, right? So around the past month, that's where I was like, you know what? I'm fucking cleaning house. I'm cleaning house, and if anybody has a problem with it, they can suck my dick.
It's big.
Pretty big.
Like, pretty big.
Yeah, really big. Very big. And I'm not just like speaking on this from like an ego standpoint. It was just a lot of repression of like emotions. Yeah. And the way that I just like do things, I always felt like I was being watched under a microscope. I always felt like, you know, I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do anymore. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't spend time with my family as much as I used to.
For real, bro.
Like, and I couldn't, like, I couldn't make time to, like, improve myself spiritually. Like, that was the final fucking mark for me. Like, if I wasn't able to be alone by myself and work on my own, like, spirituality and working on my own like personal growth is clear for you. So by now, people know that my freedom comes first before anything. My spiritual freedom comes first before anything. My emotional freedom comes first before anything. And if you are in the way, I will make sure that I push you out that way. Because ain't no talking. At this point, ain't no talking. We are very close to an astrological new year.
Or better yet, besides push out the way, just let it go, you know?
That's basically pushing you out the way. Like, after I push you out the way, I'm letting go. I'm moving forward.
Don't even waste energy on it. Just wherever around, like, you know?
That's basically what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's...
Ain't no need to
waste energy. I feel like I have to place a firm boundary, though.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, pushing you out the way is a firm boundary. Like, don't do that shit again. Right? So it's not like me being a bitch. It's just like, I've had people step on me for so many months to a point where I was just like, you know what? Like, I went through a lot of negative feelings, like, mentally over the past few months, simply because of the fact that I felt like I wasn't able to speak out and speak up about it. And, you know, I believed that I had really nice things to say about, like, the community that I was in and the network that I was around. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice, right?
Hmm. And I was just like, you know what? If I can't be myself anymore, then what's the point? What's the point in staying around if I can't be myself, if I can't help the people that I want to help out? And I was just, you know, like, I had to make that final choice last month to just be like, you know what? I can't do this no more. Like, I can't do this no more. I felt like I was in a relationship with an abusive person, and I looked in the mirror and was just like, I've cried enough tears about this. I've broken out in hives. Cayman can tell you, especially, like, the moments where I would wake up and my eyes would be super puffy because of all the stress that I was going through. And it took time enough for me to just be like, you know what? That's it. That's it. Ain't no looking back.
Weird. Let it go. But, yeah, now that's out of the way. What else are you talking about?
Basically, it's very shocking how a lot of people hear, you know, like, how we met and how long we've been together. But honestly, I feel like there have been lifetimes before this one that we may have, you know, just, like, bumped into each other. So, and we never came from, like, the same circles. Like, we never had any mutual friends besides Henry. Paul. Shout out to Paul.
Yeah, yo. Shout out to Paul.
Shout out to Paul. Ooh! Shout out to Paul.
The chicken spot.
Making it.
What was the name of the chicken spot? But.
No, let's not put them out there. Let's not put them out like that.
But yeah, Georgia chicken, bro.
You know, shout out to Paul.
It's funny. It's like, right, we said that was 420.
I'm fucking dead.
That's like 3/8 right there.
Bro. So, yeah, you know, besides the two friends that we have in common, you know, mutually, we never really bumped into each other, you know, besides the fact that we have been in close proximity of one another in the past decade or so.
We had very similar, like, upbringings, I guess, with, like, a family and just, like, the shit we had to go through growing up. So it was just, like, really, like, wow, like, it seemed like, I don't like to use the word destiny because it sounds kind of, like, corny and, like, you know, like new age spirituality type of shit. But like, yeah, like it felt like it was really meant to be. You know? Yeah.
Stop making me cry.
You call the WAN ambulance?
I remember a few days ago, I spoke to one of my friends from Hong Kong. Shout out to you. And I told her, you know, basically, like, when we started dating exclusively, there were certain things that, like, stood out. And I just, like, I actually asked her. I was like, yo, did you send them to me?
The fuck? Like a mail order boyfriend?
No. No. I was like, yo, like, who sent you? Because sometimes there will be moments where, like, he would either say something that just, like, completely resonated, or there will be some, like, cute shit that he would do, and I'm just like, who the fuck sent you, bro? Like, is this a setup? Like, the fuck is it? You know, and sometimes he would...
I thought the same words. You sent me up?
And, you know...
Some Mona Lisa type shit?
Nah. And it was just like a whole bunch of synchronicities and signs in the everyday situation, like in the everyday to day, like just playing things by ear, I guess.
But we did fight a lot though in the beginning.
Oh, we sure did.
Oh, we fought a lot.
We argued.
Yeah, like constantly. Like,
Lord.
Yeah.
And it was over like what I was currently going through. Or what I was going through that past month, to a point where it was just like him repeating himself to me, like not to think about it. And it's just like, I have anxiety. How do I stop?
It was also more like not like kind of just like look at the bigger picture, the greater good. Is it worth like choosing your battles, you know? Like, yeah.
I felt like I was out of battles with that situation.
Yeah, so sometimes choose your battles. Like, is this battle worth even fighting? Nah. What benefit do you get from it? Nothing, you know? So why, like, even waste your energy on something like that, you know? Like, there's plenty of, like, other movements that will push you towards your goal and the goals of your people.
Hmm.
Oh, damn, I'm a wordsmith.
I've listened to him plenty of times in passing, and there have been times where I've had to stand up for myself because, you know, I've had to remind him, like, we literally just met. But at the same time, it was just more of like a certain perspective where it was like, you know, everything that you literally told me to do, I have tried to do when I've had to repress my emotions. Yeah. That's where, like,
I didn't know that.
That's where, like, the spiritual improvement came in, because I felt like if I didn't have time for myself to do the spiritual work that I had to do, I would lose my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I've had to remind him time and time again, like, you just got here. Like, you just got here. And, you know, Alfalfa.
Our Satchel Bob.
So yeah, it was just like we had to come to an agreement where I had to tell him, like, you know what, I'm not dealing with this shit anymore. Like, I'm not dealing with the constant arguing. I'm not dealing with the misunderstandings. It's like, if you can't see from my side, then how would you expect me to see from your side?
And vice versa.
And it's like point of view.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like I literally felt like I had to explain myself and my personality and like the way I process things to him, because sometimes there's people in our lives where they expect us to think like them, and it's just like, you know, in a human standpoint, like, that does not work. You know, every body is different, every mind is different. It's just a matter of like discipline and like promising things to yourself that you would not allow again. And I had to explain that to him, like, yo, there's just certain shit that I'm not gonna accept anymore when it comes to like outside of us,
boundaries
pretty much. Okay. And we agreed, like,
Like,
we basically both agreed that, you know, whatever has to do with, you know, my previous situations, that I was not going to put myself through that shit. Not anymore. And we pinky promised, we kiss it out, you know, and just, we agreed on it. Like,
we're still learning. Like, it's like, it's not just like you agree on it and it happens. Like, it's a lot of maintenance, you know?
Mm.
It's like constant work.
But, yeah.
Yeah. But that's life, you know?
Anyone that thinks that we don't bicker.
Oh, no, we bicker.
Oh, we bicker. Like, we are very.
Big bicker.
Very, very. We just bicker a lot, bro. It was to a point where, like, I just didn't understand, like, how intense he would be until I had to remind myself and read his chart. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, definitely. Very intense, like, conversation-wise. And just, like, overall. Because, you know, he's, like, just as intuitive as I am. But when it comes to, like, expressing...
I usually don't talk much, mm-hmm. you know?
But when he does, like, there's a certain tone. And that's where it gets intense for me, because I've been in situations where, you know, if people raise their voice at me, that's where I just, like, start to shut down. And, you know, that's usually what scares me. And it wasn't, like, a boundary that I had to place. It was just more of, like, yo, this is scary. Walk me through it, but, like, don't push me into it.
Like, you see, I just deal with, like, a lot of, like, anger issues, like, just from, you know, with my upbringing, you know? And Arlene made me aware that the way I came off to people was very, like, blunt and abrasive. Would that be the right word?
Abrasive?
Yeah. Or too direct, too intense. But, like, I wasn't aware of it, you know? Like, I was more, like, I was wondering why, like, people were kind of just, like, whoa, when I was, like, really trying to be nice. But, yeah, I guess it was, like...
I mean, just, it's know? Not it's not a way of me just, like, shutting him up and, like, not...
Oh, no.
And not allowing him to express himself. It's just, like, sometimes shit can get a little intense. So, like... You know, depending on how I feel, let's say before our interaction, there'll be some times where I feel very delicate and I you know, sometimes I feel anxious or sometimes I feel a little scared based on, like, something outside of us or, you know, just, like, let's say if I was on the way to you, right, and I witness a whole bunch of stuff, right, and I get scared. Mm-hmm. And then I come and, you know, I come and talk to you and stuff like that, and then sometimes... There'll be moments where, yeah, shit that you say or you express can be a little scary because I just came out from, like, a scary experience. And then, therefore, I get more scared. Mm. So I'm just like, okay, like, do I feel safe?
You should. Yeah.
Right?
Do you?
Like, there have been some times where we have bickered and where we have argued, like, seriously argued, where I was just like, am I in a safe situation where I can express myself in a way where it's like,
bro,
we don't need to argue. And we could just talk it out.
But I feel like not arguing, like communicate, but then like I said, like I feel strongly about something, like I'm very intense and like I don't want you to take that as me being angry with you. But it's just like, it's just, I think that's just how guys are wired. Like, when they feel strongly about something, they can't talk like, hey, like, do this. Like, we can practice it. Like, I guess that's when, like, becoming a father, you have to learn that. But, yeah, I'm learning. But, like, I feel that sometimes, like, with Arlene, it's a very difficult thing. Because she's very fucking hard-headed, bro. Like, look at this noggin. Like,
so are you.
Yeah, but it's like, so we kind of have
that,
to balance.
I feel like that's something that we both have to accept about one another.
We should have a headbutt battle, like.
But with that being said, it's just more of like, you know, having to improve every day and being aware and, you know, catching one another or catching ourselves being, you know, less than pleasant towards one another.
You control your emotions and you use your emotions as the fire for to reaching your goals. You know, don't let your emotions run you. You know, it's a waste of energy. You know? It's not just for you, it's like for
whoever's listening.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I've had to learn over time not to burn myself out easily.
Yeah.
Like, due to the fact of, bullshit, like, what's going on in our environment. And that's what, like, led me to take this very long hiatus in the first place. And I just feel like, you know, for him to open his space for me to just, like, be a lot more vulnerable than I normally would, that's where I felt this relief. And when I spoke to my friend like earlier this week about like just the whole fucking situation with Cayman, it was just like I was not able to, number one, be vulnerable the way that I was, and number two, I wasn't able to feel like I was safe in my own body and just like expressing myself the way that I did or the way that I currently do until I met him. And I was just like, God damn, like in my 29 years of living, I'm just like, oh my God. Like it was kind of like a breath of fresh air, but at the same time I was able to like exhale and like not hold in my breath and not hold in this like,
okay, Whitney,
nervousness. What?
Okay, Whitney Houston.
Wow! I was just able to, like, yeah. So, I was able to exhale. Now, you know, and I feel like, to finish this episode off, you know, for the past month and a half, I would just like to say thank you for always, you know, keeping your promise that there would be a home, you know, in you, that I would be able to just like feel my emotions. And, you know, there was this one part where I just didn't feel comfortable in my body because I was going through a hell hole of a period 2 weeks ago, and I was just, I I'm so sorry. The shit that I put him through that week, oh my God. I told you, like, the moment where I feel like I wasn't so, like, I was not comfortable inside of my body, I was just like, oh, fuck, I'm about to put him through it. And I'm not even sure if I remembered apologizing in advance, but I was just like, oh my goodness. I was going through a lot, man, to the point where I felt like I was crawling out of my skin. And that's where my anxiety got completely worse. And I was thinking to myself, like, yo, I don't want to put him through this, so I might as well go home.
It's all right. I'll be all right.
And this one time I started packing all my shit, and I was just like, I literally was about to crawl out of my skin. So it was to a point where I was like packing all of my stuff because I wanted to just like, I didn't want to put him through a whole bunch of bullshit anymore.
Yeah, fuck you guys, I'm going home.
Yeah, pretty much. And he just, like, he was just in the way. Like, he was in the way. And sometimes I don't
what
like
you mean, in the way.
Literally, he was physically in my way. Like, so
what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
to the point where I was asking you to move out the way, so
like
I could.
When you wanted to go home, or
yeah, like wait, when I was packing my stuff. You don't remember? I was packing my laptop. Oh, I was packing everything.
You're making it seem like I tried to like freaking hold you against your will and shit.
No. All right.
Add a disclaimer. All right. Add a disclaimer.
Okay. Disclaimer. He was not being physically violent.
This is from allergies. Not, okay. She's not a DV victim. Right?
Not joking about DV, not joking about DV,
yeah,
but
never.
Like, there, it was just a point where I felt so anxious where I just started breaking into hives. And, you know, for like, people that looked at me, like, could clearly see that I was, like, going through it. So they would assume it was his fault. And I'm just here too, like, no, it's not his fault. I
started getting those black circles too after, like, that's like after like the first couple of weeks, like mm-hmm. first couple of days, like, and I noticed it too. I'm like, wow, it was like just a bit of energy transfer and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. I feel like that's from like spending so much time with one another. But yeah, you know, like yeah. As I kept like packing my stuff, and he was like physically in my way, and I was just like,
we weren't getting much sleep.
No, not at all. I only passed out on the rug because at that time I was just like, you know what, that's where I need to be. Like, I needed some rest. Not only for like my eyes, but for like my whole body. I hated being inside my body for those like 4 or 5 days. And like, I was breaking. I was literally breaking to the point where when he was in my way yet again, I was just like, just stay out of my way,
bitch, bro. It's my house.
I wanted to finish packing because and just like leave because I didn't want to put him through this anymore. And
I've been through worse,
bro. And you know, it was just to a point where I literally broke down.
Oh yeah, to that bitch in Hong Kong that fucked up my J's. Fuck you.
Oh.
But anyways. Wait, hold on. I think still have him. Hold
on. Oh no, he's gonna pull out the. Oh. He's gonna pull out the chair. Yeah. For those of you that are listening, he is pulling out his
Oh, some Jordan's like this bitch PETA in fucking Hong. Wait, fuck ooh. Her. Anyway, in Hong Kong, some crazy cunt.
Oh my god! I didn't
do nothing wrong. Fucking put nail polish over my shoes. Put nail polish over my front door on some like disrespectful shit. I had to call her mom. So I was, yo, you gotta pick your girl up. Like she's fucking freaking out.
She's wilding.
And like her mom was.
There's
like,
oh, like splatter marks. Like fucking all nail polish, over.
Bro, from 2001. Like my uncle gifted these to me, bro. And like. Her mom was like, hey, we're gonna pay for the door and shit. Nada.
They never did.
Wasn't a person in their word, so fuck her. But Miss Wong, you're cool. But your daughter, God bless her soul.
So, I just going back to that night, I broke down and.
That's what I meant, but I've been through worse.
Yeah. I just completely broke down and he was hugging me and I was just like, mind you, I've never been like nurtured in the ways that he has nurtured me in.
Like, I wasn't very like, because you're like Asian households, they're not very nurturing, you know, like, so I kind of, I don't know, like, I just felt like I wanted to just like stop the cycle, you know.
Oh
yeah,
and you have
I gotta maintain it, you know.
Yeah. So all of the honeymoon phase went out the window.
We never had a honeymoon phase, really.
We just threw that shit out the window.
Yeah, like it's not like, that infatuation bullshit. Like, we're fucking adults. Like, let's not play those like hormone games, you know. It's like, what are your values? Like, no, like, do I see a future with you? Yeah. Like, can we maintain it? Hopefully. And yeah, that's it. Don't overcomplicate shit. Keep it simple, stupid.
And this is why we are together. So I think we're running out of time.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Cayman, for being my rock. My Dwayne, my Rock, and my Johnson.
Pause.
And, you know, thank you for walking me through all of this difficult bullshit that I had to endure for the past month and a half. And thank you all for listening. And we'll see you on the next episode. AK-47.